Streams of living water shall flow from within you. God will wipe away every tear from your eyes.
Hello, my friend. It's good to be with you. It's been a little while since I've gathered with others on this podcast, and maybe you've been listening along the way and taking time to the world around you and not to these electronic recordings by myself or another. It's so much a part of our lives to be able to be in touch in so many different ways. And right now and here today to listen. Listen to the world around you and to see what is here where you are. To share this deep sense of here-ness, though it's very particular to each of us. We sit in memories and hungers, yearnings, a sense of things before us and within us, some given to us, some we found along the way. But here is full of many things. And part of the beauty of meditation is letting it all be. And just settling, finding within us. That quiet, that still, small voice or breeze that is here in stillness. This morning I woke and after a little while, having looked out for some time, I could see at the edge of the greenery just below my deck here in La Paz, I could watch a young buck walk to a place, and as this buck took time munching on some of the bushes, I thought I'd speak to him. I opened the slider on my door. I stepped out and greeted him, and at first it was, I think, jarring for both of us. The quiet was very pleasant. I'm not sure the voice or the words were easy for him, but he looked up, and we took some time just gazing into each other's faces. Now, I have barely an idea what I was thinking, so why would I ever think I would have a thought that was in the thoughtfulness, consciousness, the body of that buck? Like a deer yearns for running streams, so my soul yearns, is yearning for you, my God. My soul is thirsty for God, the living God. This is Psalm 42, sometimes 41, verses 2 to 3 that are offered us today as a communion antiphon for Eucharist, for those of us who might be gathering on this September 10th Sunday for Eucharist. Here or anywhere around the world, we hear about this comparison, analogy of ourselves to deer that yearn for running streams, for living waters. And to feel our own thirsting is a wonderful thing. After a short while with each other, I and the buck I saw today parted ways, or he did anyway. He wandered off, munching away, browsing on a bit of what he was finding here just below my deck, and I, having been sipping on coffee, drew back into my room for a little more time of quiet. The gentle beauty of the scriptures and a candle lit here. Realizing that what I have here in this moment is just a taste of what I long for, barely that. My thirsts, your thirsts, sir, are so deep and they are wonderful. Rather than leading us to anxiety of what we don't have or having us on the edge of uncertainty if we will have more in our lives. Like this young buck, if there's another field to walk through today or leaves to find before the cold comes and leaves of trees fall to the ground, you and I rise up this morning or this afternoon or wherever you are with hungers and thirsts that are also being answered in this moment, in the presence of the living God. we sit here now and we walk at other times. We gaze out over fields and valleys and oceans or backyards or out our bedroom window or from our car. And with us always are streams of living water, the fresh presence of our living God, the eternal alive one who calls us to life, who gave us life, gives us life now, and invites us into the gentle quiet of this moment. I seem to come thirsty and hungry and, yes, sometimes anxious, even to a bright moment in the morning after the clouds have begun to clear. I can feel within me, and then I let go of it, this uncertainty. I find myself trusting in the meantime, that between this thirst that I feel, this looking up and gazing, this wondering where the next leaf, branch, or tree might be, and in the quiet with the Psalms, here now with you, realizing that this yearning is answered in the wonderful, intimate, mysterious presence of our living God. So take a little time now, and wherever you are, whether you're accompanied by another creature or animal, tree, bush, or place, you are here. And I am with you, and more important than any other presence, and taken up in that presence, is our living God. And so we hear and enter in, as I hear a bird outside my room seeking seed now, finding its food here, resting in the sunlight of the moment. You and I rest in this moment with sunlight. And our breath rises and falls and rises and falls. And we hear, be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am. Walk by living waters. Let them rise within you now. Be still. Be. Have a most blessed time. And may we lift up in our hearts now filled, all who hunger and thirst for justice and peace.
Streams of living water shall flow from within you. God will wipe away every tear from your eye. Streams of living water shall flow from within you. God will wipe away every tear from your eye. Streams of living water shall flow from within you. God will wipe away every tear from your eye.
I saw water flowing from the right side.